こんにちは。
はい。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。1個目のニュースいきます。イギリスの松本清志的なお店でスーパードラッグっていうのがあるんだけど、そこが2000人の未婚女性を対象に調査、すっぴんに関する調査を行った結果、女性が新しい彼氏にすっぴんを見せるまでにかかる期間は平均4週間だということが判明しました。で、2000人のうち5分の1の人たちは新しい彼氏が自分のすっぴんを見たらショックを受けるだろうと推測するっていうこと、あと3分の1はすっぴんで初デートに行ったら今の彼氏をゲットできなかっただろうと思っている、で3分の1は会社の同僚にもすっぴんを見せたくない、5分の1の人たちは上司にも絶対すっぴんを見せたくないそうです。
Superdrug、which is a drugstore in the UK, did research involving 2,000 single women and determined that women typically wait 4 weeks before showing their no makeup face to their boyfriends.Most women felt as though their boyfriends would be shocked upon seeing their no makeup face. A third of them believed that they could not have gotten their current boyfriend if they went on the first date without makeup. One third of these women said that they don't want their colleagues to see them without makeup. And a fifth of them said they don't want their boss to see them without makeup.
そう、これイギリスでの結果なんだけど、日本だともっと待ちそうだよね、みんな。
Yeah, I thinktypically, well,
なんかアイプチとかしてさ、二重にしてる子とか、つけまつげで二重にしてる子とかいるじゃん。Yeah. そうすると顔が結構変わっちゃうから、4週間ってちょっと早くない？わかんないけど。
You think it would be longer? They'd wait longer? Or it'd just be like never?
でも never の子もいるよ。なんかもう彼氏の家に泊まって朝5時に起きるみたいな。で、彼氏が起きる頃にはもうバッチリメイクみたいな。あと女の、あと女の子同士で旅行に温泉とか行っても絶対すっぴんは見せないとか。
In the 温泉？
いや、しかも女の子同士だよ。
レズじゃない人。
普通のストレイトガールズ。友達にも見せれないんだよ。結構辛いよね。
Well, they get the tattoos now, yeah?
Oh yeah.
The eyeliner tattoo.
Eyeliner and eyebrows.
Eyebrow tattoo.
Yeah.
And they got the extended eyelashes.
Yeah, まつげエクステ。
Yeah, they I think they like tie them. I don't know. You probably know more about this than me.
They glue them, I think.
Oh, really? I thought it was tied on. I thought they were like tying little.
でもね、ぶっちゃけマミもよくわかんない。やったことない。
あ、そう。
友達はやってる子多いけど、でもやっぱりあれつけてるとすっぴんでもすっぴんじゃなく見えるよね。
結構 the tied on
yeah
eyelashes
yeah 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 it's like it's so Japan, it's so Japanesey, really high tech,
but
know.
I feel like it's really Tokyo and like the big cities mostly, right?
どうなんだろうね。
Because I don't really see it that much in Inaka.I always see like supine girls riding mama chari with tennis bag or something.
でも男から見てまつげエクステしてる子としてない子で分かる違い。I can tell because I'm a girl, but can guys tell?
I have pretty good eyesight, so.
そういう問題。
I think that has something to do with it. I think there's a lot of girls that they don't have good eyesight, but they don't really use.Contacts, they use caracol, so they can't really see that they're like 自分の目がずれてるとか
怖い
気づかないじゃん。
でも男からすると女の子はさこの4週間待つって言ってるけど、
yeah.
男からするとどうなの、その初デートでバッチリメイクで可愛い彼女ができたとして、その子がどれぐらいだったら化粧取ってあんまり可愛くなくてももう仕方ない、もう好きだから我慢できる。If it's just like 1 or 2 weeks, やっぱりちょっときつくない?
Well, I think 4 weeks is a good number because that's when you kind of know each other. You're kind of invested.
I guess.
Right? If it's three weeks, it's like, oh.
まだ何回しか会ってないし。
She should have waited another week to do that, because...
確かに、女の子はその意思ないじゃん。男ずっとすっぴんだから、あ、イケメンと思ったらずっとイケメンだけどさ、男からすると結構大変だよね。お、可愛いって思っても、
うん、
なんだろう、ある日すっぴん見て全然顔が違ったらさ、
guys, like, guys are getting tricked all the time.
Yeah.
That's all we do.
But
we just get tricked by women.
Does that
it's
make
the
you,
life of a man.
Does that make you love that woman less? Or...It's kind of like もうしょうがない or、or have you ever seen a friend seen your friend leaving a girl because of that?
It's interesting that you point this out because thinking back to my ex-girlfriends、mm. I tend to go for like I tend to date like natural
ah もともと
but I've gone on dates with the whole spectrum
Okay.
But I tend to stick with natural.
Ah, その方がリスク少ないもんね。
I've never really thought about that before. I don't think it has anything to do with it. I don't know.
So you don't have any friends who left a girl because they were so shocked with the difference?
I have friends that are stuck with girls that are not pretty supine and they complain about it.
Ah, okay. So they complain about it.
I have terrible friends, yeah.
そうか。そうなんかこのリサーチでもう一個なんか女の子はメイクに最低40分かけているっていうのもあって That's pretty long、wow. 40 minutes
Wait, who is?
These girls
These girls are?
うん、average が40分
On average?
Yeah
Why are they so slow?
いや、やることいっぱいあるんだよ
I see Japanese girls like finish it on the train
Like they sit down. でもあれはさ結構急いでる場合だから急ぎバージョンじゃん。でも彼女たちも多分家でやってたら結
構かかる。 I've seen 急ぎバージョン like from 阿佐ヶ谷to 新宿 on 中央線 within like three stops.
超急ぎ。でもだってさ下地塗って何ファンデ塗って何塗ってカリ塗ってみたいなさ。I don't use foundation だから早いけど。ちゃんと塗ってる子は多分結構かかると思うよ、
うん、
I don't know でもかといってすっぴんがあんまり変わらないって言われるのも尺なんだよね女の子は So complicated
I can't imagine spending time on that
40 minutes in the morning every day
I can barely get myself to shave Barely And I'm using the electric one、
うん、
And it's done in like 4 seconds I'm just like And 終わり Right、
うん、
And I still likeCan barely get myself to do that.
なんか東京にいるとすっぴんで歩けないでもみんなメイクしてるから
なん
かうんだからリゾート地とかに行くと全然平気なのハワイとかあの、沖縄とか全然なんか開放感みたいな、
yeah.
だけど東京だとなんか恥ずかしいじゃんみんな顔濃いのに私だけ薄いみたいになっちゃう、
Everyone, not everyone, I hate using absolutes, but a lot of people in Hawaii tend to notwear makeup、like girls too、and I think it's just because the beach culture or something
あと日焼けしてるとあんまりメイクしなくてもちょっと顔濃く見えるよね I don't know I feel prettier
I feel like
prettier
the gyaru don't realize
確かに
the gyaru are doing both 100%
確かにやりすぎやりすぎでもめんどくさい友達なんか彼氏に見せたくないでも友達にも見せれないとかめんどくさいの。
How long do you usually go before you show your supine face?
マミ、あんまり待たないよ。もう。
Like the next day?
Probably not the next day, but なんか止まったりしてさ。
Yeah.
したら化粧取るじゃん。
Yeah.
そしたらもうそのままとか。
じゃあ、next day ってことだよね。
No! Come on! やめて。とか友達だったら全然どうでもいい、You've seen my supin I was mostly supin in Okinawa、だから女友達の前でも頑張れることがすごいなって思う結構めんどくさいよ
well, No one's gonna have People aren't wearing makeup scuba diving are they?
Oh my god でもね日本人の子結構いるんだよ
Scuba diving with makeup?
いや俺海外に行くと結構なんかこれからビーチアクティビティするっていう時にももうなんかバッチリメイクみたいな、でも日本人だけだよね。あのヨーロッパ人とかでビーチでメイク がっつりしてる人あんまり見たことない。
yeah, I mean, They're like naked and shit. Like, they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. なんかカルチャーの違いなのかね。わかんない。あ、でも結構日本だと女の人はメイクして外に出るのがマナーみたいな。 It's like, it's rude to go out without makeup.
Really?
And show your ugly face みたいな。
Your face is offensive?
だから会社でスピンの人とかいなくない？
You're asking the wrong person. Well, I was... If you go to like... Abakuro, they're pretty much all supine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a rule. But that's the rule, でしょ?
Yeah.
It's so weird though. Right?
でも、かわいい。
あれ、何がダメ？マスカラはいいんだっけ？
I think
eyeliner がダメなんだよね、多分。
Eyeliner is not allowed. If they can't tell that you're wearing makeup, 大丈夫。
もう超薄ければいいってこと。
Like バレないぐらいだったら、it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
まあ確かにAbercrombie は good looking people だらけだもんね。I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been to Abercrombie in Japan.
Really?
Yeah.
銀座の？
行ったことない。
結構臭い
よ。一回も行ったことない。あ、そう、臭いよ。本当すごいよね。だってそう、道にも香水振ってるじゃん。
Yeah,
I don't know if
you
they
can,
still do it, but...
No, I think they got complaints and they had to, like, tone it down. Because they have a bunch of robots inside the building that are constantly spraying their fierce cologne.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't mind the smell, but
yeah,
when you're pummeling my olfactory senses with that toxic substance, like you can, it's almost like I'm feeling lightheaded. Like it's that much.
働いてたら結構きついかもね。あのでも海外のアバクロンビーもそうだよね。あの結構離れててもあこの辺にアバクロあるみたいな匂いでわかるみたいな。It's crazy. I like it though because they have half naked boys at the entrance.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. 何? Okay, 次。歌手のリアーナのツイートがきっかけで合計3人が逮捕されるという事態が起きました。タイを訪れていたリアーナなんですけど、先月保護動物のスローロリスと撮った写真をツイートして違法にこの動物を所有していた男2人が逮捕されました。で今回は違法なセックスショーを訪れた感想をツイートしてしまったためにオーナーが逮捕されました。
Rihanna's activity on Twitter has resulted in 3 arrests in Thailand. Rihanna was visiting Thailand and she tweeted a picture with a slow loris.And the owners of the slow loris were arrested because you're not allowed to have those around as pets. And then she tweeted about a sex show that she attended, and the owner of that was also arrested.
Yeah, 災難.
And so, do you want to talk about Bakatta?
Yeah, それにちょっと関連して、こう、まあ、リアナも多分その人たちが逮捕されると思わないでやってたから、っていうのに関連してるんだけど、日本でもこうオンラインでバカッターっていうツイッターとバカをかけてっていう現象が起きています。で、
That's like 90% of Twitter.
Mostly 若い子たちがその危険な行為とか違法行為の写真や報告を自らツイッターに投稿して、最悪の場合逮捕者が出るっていう事態になっています。で、まあ、その内容はその線路に降りて鉄道営業法違反とかコンビニのアイスのケースの中に入って威力業務妨害とかパトカーの上に乗った写真を載せて器物破損とか、まあ、犯罪自体大きいものではないんだけど、多分さツイッターに載せなければただの若気の至りとして済んだことも中にはあると思うんだよね、犯罪じゃなければ。だけど載せてしまったためにこういうなんかより大きな事態になるみたいな、あと飲酒運転とか無免許運転とかも自ら告白する。
I think it's because they forget that Twitter is public and
Well, it's convenient. People are lazy. Laziness is what gets everybody caught
でもなんでツイッターでそれ報告するの?
They could have sent that through Line or SMS or something. But they want to show, they want to show more people at once, right?
Yeah.
And it's so easy to tweet that.
Yeah, that's true. しかもそのツイートを見る人の顔が見えてないからね。It's just one, you know, button away.
It's weird because it's weird. There's like a law that you can't be convicted based solely on your own confession.
Right.
And it's not, it's like a confession, but in picture form.
Yeah, more evidence 好きだから。
So it's like, it's like your own confession is, comes included with like photographic evidence
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's so easy for the cops, janai. It's like, there's, oh.
yeah, there's a lot of illegal activity on Twitter and on Facebook that I've noticed.
And Instagram.
Yeah, and Instagram.
Yeah.なんかみんなねちょっと気が緩んじゃうんだろうね多分
This doesn't happen to artists though with their music videos and stuff because there's a lot of music videos and it's they say that they're a character so they kind of get away with it you know what I mean they're playing
they,
a character
what kind of illegal stuff they do in music videos
you know Well, like the we were just talking about Rihanna. She has a music video where she's taking drugs, and what about Miley Cyrus? Her song's about Molly, which is MDMA. Her whole song is about MDMA,
but
they the whole song is about taking MDMA, and she's taking MDMA, and she's twerking, and that's drug use. That's illegal.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's
they
like
can
one of the
easily,
biggest videos out right now.
Yeah, but it's.They can easily say that it's fake, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That they just say, "Oh, I'm a performance artist. This isn't real."
Yeah.
But oftentimes that stuff is real in the music videos. It's real. Like when they're chilling, smoking weed and stuff. That's real. They're not smoking something else that looks exactly、
まあ、
like weed.
Yeah, まあでもそれ証明できないからね誰も。だからそのただその線路に入ってたりとかっていうのはさ証明するまでもなくもう it's right there.
I think they're just too powerful.
Yeah.
They have their lawyers are too good.
Yeah,
it's easier
that
to
too.
It's easier
yeah,
to go、
too.
After you know、
ね、
the 普通の学生 普通の people.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there's some teenager.Yeah. Tweeting illegal stuff.
なんかすごいアホなことしてるんだけど、そんなネットに名前とか住所とかさらされるほどのことはしてないと思うのね、私は。だから、かわいそうといえばかわいそうなんだけど、なんだろう。
Should we stage a crime photo and tweet it from Biden
and
Nisa and see what happens? Say,
like what? What do we do?
It'll be fake.
何する
Well, Halloween's coming up, so we'll just...
Dead
Make、
body.
It look like mommy stabbed someone in the heart. yeah. And then we'll tweet it.
Oh, okay.
And see what happens.
Yeah, Halloween's coming up, ne?
Yeah, it is.
What are you going to be?
I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever.
I don't decide until the night before. It's my policy.
Really? じゃあ自分で作るのいつも? You don't buy anything?
I've done both.
Okay.
But,
so you're going to prepare it yourself
this time? I don't know. I'm too old. I'm just going to buy something at Donki.
Yeah, 最近もすごいよでも Donki. めっちゃ種類あるよ。Anyways.
あるね。
Yeah.
種類。いろんな。
はい。次。オランダで昨年オープンした安楽死クリニックに患者が殺到しているというニュースです。オランダでは2002年に安楽死法が、施行されて2006年に1900人に行われてたものが昨年2012年には4200人まで増加しています。でこれはオランダの年間死亡者の 3% を占める数字です。ただ全体の 20% は報告されてないということなので実際にはもっといると見られていて、例えばこのオランダのデンハーグにある安楽死クリニックは昨年3月にオープンしてオープン1年半で1100人の申請がありました。でこの中で実際安楽死に至ったのは200件ということです。で安楽死って言ってもまあ積極的安楽死っていうものなんだけどこれはあのスイス、オランダ、ベルギー、ルクセンブルクあとアメリカのオレゴン州とワシントンで、
違法じゃないのに合法となっています。で、一応クライテリアがあって、死期がもう迫っていること、あと体に苦痛が及んでいること、あとは本人の意思がちゃんと確認できていることっていうのが一応クライテリアなんだけど、あのオランダとかスイスではちょっと緩くなっていて、この3つ特に当てはまってなくても行われているケースもあります。
Euthanasia is becoming somewhat popular in the Netherlands, specifically at a clinic known as Den Haag, which opened in last March. And right now 3% of all of the deaths in the Netherlands are by euthanasia. Since this place, this particular clinic opened, 1,100 people have applied and 200 people were accepted. And if you're accepted, then you are euthanized.
Yep.
Euthanasia was legalized in 2002. 1,900 people used this service in 2006, and that has increased to 4,200 people in 2012 in the Netherlands. So I guess there's a lot of clinics in the Netherlands like this.
Yeah.
Not just one.
They even have a delivery service.
They'll come to your house and do
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Mm. Do you pay them before or after? Or it's free?
I don't think all the doctors are free. Mm. But I don't know. I guess you have to pay first.
Before.
Yeah. Because, I mean, how are you going to pay afterwards, yeah. right? Unless you're with your family.
Mm. Mm. Experts have estimated that 20% of all the euthanasia cases are actually not reported. It's pretty much illegal in all other countries, including the U.S., but there are two states within the United States that have legalized euthanasia. And the criteria to enter the facility is terminal illness, physical pain, and the person being euthanized actually has to want to do it.
いや、まあ、じゃないと殺人になっちゃうからね、
yeah.
そうで、だいたい薬を自分で飲むか注射してもらって行うんだけど、まあ、その合法化してる国ではこれをだから死ぬ権利、
mm.
It's like you have a right to want to live or you have a right to want to just、
yeah.
finish it.
Well, if you have a terminal illness、
mm.
There's some bad terminal illnesses and not very pleasant ways to live out that last part of your life.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'm not opposed to it. It is illegal in Japan, right? Completely.
So, it is illegal. 日本では積極的安楽死はもちろん違法で、行われているのは消極的安楽死って言って、その実際に何かをして心臓を止めるっていうよりかは、いや、何もしないで待つみたいな、なんか尊厳死みたいなさ、だから無理やり延命はしないで、しないけど積極的に終わらせることもしないっていう。 So that's the difference. まあでも合法の国結構少ないからびっくりした。
How many people are this is interesting to me because there's so many people that commit suicide. I feel like euthanasia is oneform of suicide?
Yeah, it's called 自殺ほう助 for the doctors. The doctors are helping them to commit suicide by giving them these medicine. Mm. So it is, in a way, suicide.
And, wait, is suicide illegal? I mean, I don't think a law is going to stop anyone from doing it.
I don't think it's illegal.
So suicide's not illegal.But if someone helps you commit suicide,
だから、そうそうそう、だから薬飲むのはいいんだよ、日本でも。ただそれをあげちゃったお医者さんが殺人罪になっちゃうから、no one wants to do it, right? ということ。
Mm.
So you taking the meds is fine, but it's how you get the meds. Like whoever gave it to you, it's like you're gonna die, so you don't care. But
if you can't get the meds and you just jump off of a building, that's not good either.
That's not good either.But it's not illegal.
I don't know. What do you think? You think this?
これいいと思う。なんかね、スイスに仕事で行った時に、前の同僚の人が言ってた話で、そのスイスは結構もっと緩いのね、オランダより多分。で、民間団体とかが安楽死をやってくれるとこもあるの。だからそうすると、
なんかおばあちゃんとかでもう式が迫ってる人がフェアウェルパーティーとかを開いて会いたい人みんな呼んで、あ、もうなんか昔話とかして楽しく、でもう私はあの何月何日にも安楽死することになったんで、みんな今までありがとうさよならみたいな感じで、 You know, it's a really classy way、of
Seems like a lot of people would be crying,
I guess, but at least you don't have to see that person suffer、in agony for weeks. だからいいんじゃないかな、なんかこうさよならをみんなにちゃんと言えるじゃん、もう分かってるから死ぬ日が、なんか自分で決めれるから、なんか
What do you think of the criteria for doing it? The required criteria. Do you think that should be there, or do you think anybody should have euthanasia as an option? You think they should screen people?
I think,
or that anyone should just be able to do
it. I think you need some criteria. そのオランダとかスイスでも若干問題になってるのが、その結構緩くなってきちゃうと、あの精神疾患、うつ病とかでそのテンポラリーに、あ、死にたいってなっちゃってる人にも、あ、死にたいんですね、どうぞってなっちゃうじゃん。
だけど、too easy.
いや、本当にその人が本当によく考えた結果なのか、それともうつ病とかで一時的にそういう気分になってるだけなのかっていうのが危ないことになっちゃうから、それは問題なんだよね。だから、なんだろう、一応クライテリアはないと、本人の意思だけだと危ないケースもあると思う。けど本当にもう治りませんって言われてこれから苦しむだけって分かってる人には別にやればいいのにと思う、日本でも。 It's like, who are you to tell them to 頑張る and suffer, right?
Well, a lot of people think thatjumping off a building or jumping in front of a train is like 一瞬だけ, and so it's not painful. But from a scientific point of view, that just doesn't really seem to make sense.
Yeah.
Like your brain's still alive. You're still in pain. You're still.
しかもさ 100% 成功率じゃないじゃん。
Yeah,
たまに来ちゃう、
yeah. It really depends how it happens.
しかも一番最悪なのは、ビルから飛び降りて下に人がいてその人も死んじゃうときよくあるじゃん。It's like you're exiting your life and then you kill someone too. That's kind of like, why would you do that?
Well, I don't think they're doing it on purpose. And I think,
no, but I mean,
didn't that happen where someone jumped off a roof and landed on someone else? They were trying to kill themselves, but the person they landed on died, and they like survived because they landed on someone.
それ一番嫌だね。
Because you know, you were trying to hit like concrete and you hit a like this fat guy instead.
それ最悪だね。なんかさ、もともと your life was so shitty enough to commit suicide, but after that, it's like さらにシリーじゃん。 What are you gonna do?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about any of that. I don't want anyone to kill themselves. I don't want anyone to... I wouldn't even want someone to do euthanasia.
そうね。だからそのやってるお医者さんの気持ちが確かに、あの、なんだろう、精神的にさ、大丈夫なのかなって思うけど。
It's still earlier. I just feel like if you can live like one day longer, even if you're like...in pain. I just feel like that's better than not. I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say?
I do know what you're
really,
trying to
it's
say,
like,
but...
I'm saying if it wasn't me, this is like really selfish. If it's someone that I care about, I want them to be around as long as possible, right?
でも I don't know. なんかすごい苦しんでるのに、なんか、で、しかもさ、they're not really living when they're really in agony in the hospital, you know.Hooked up to a lot of tubes and they can't really taste anything, they can't do anything, you know, so it's kind of like
you don't have to go anywhere or experience anything new to just being alive at all. I mean, it seems really miserable if you're just, let's say you're just locked in like a cage and you can't talk to anyone, but there's a lot that you can think about within your own head. I feel like,
yeah, but
look at what's that guy, who's that guy in the, like, Stephen Hawking,
yeah,
he can't move anything on his body at all, like he's just chilling. He can like move a finger or something.
Yeah, but...
And he's figured out like most of the universe. So...
Yeah, and he is happy, right? I guess he doesn't want to die. So that's fine. I'm just saying that a lot of people are suffering and they know that they're going to die soon anyways. And they just don't want to wait around in agony. Right?
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. It's... I guess it comes to... I mean, it's an individual decision.
Yeah. だからそのなんかスイスのおばあちゃんのお別れパーティーの話を聞いたときは、あ、なんかそういうのもあるんだと思って、それはそれでなんかいいなって思った。
うん。
なんか羨ましいって言うとちょっとおかしいんだけど、なんか自分で決めれるっていう。
Yeah, it's definitely some sort of an opportunity that most people don't have.Whether or not it's ideal, I don't know. But yeah, usually you don't know when you're leaving.
Yeah. So.
According to the country's national newspapers, Iran has plans to send a monkey into space within a month. Hamid Fazeli, who's the head of the Iranian Space Agency,says the mission is part of a plan to put humans into space in 2018, and he also stated that they're considering sending other animals similar in weight to monkeys. Last month, Iran suggested that they may also put Persian cats into space. So far, they have sent various small animals, including a rat, turtles, and worms, and that was on board their...Kavashkar Rocket 3 in 2010. In 1957, Russia sent Laika, a dog, into orbit. That dog died within hours of launch from overheating, contrary to lies spread by the Soviet government that Laika was euthanized prior to running out of oxygen on day 6. Also, NASA sent a chimp named Ham...Akiyama Toyohiro, who's a journalist, took tree frogs, Japanese tree frogs, into space in 1995. And they do this kind of as a... It's like a canary in the coal mine. They test the living conditions aboard the spacecraft before actually putting humans into space.
イランが今後1ヶ月以内に猿を宇宙に送る予定ということです、イランの NASA みたいな機関のトップのファミード・ファゼリさんという人が人間を2018年までに宇宙に送る準備として猿を送ることにしたと発表しました。で先月もペルシャ猫を送る計画について発表したばかりです。イランは過去2010年に無人ロケットにネズミ、カメ、虫などを乗せて送った、経験があって、その動物を無人のロケットに乗せて宇宙に送った例としては1957年にソビエトユニオンが犬のライカを、送ったんだけど、あの熱によってすぐに死亡してしまいました。あと1961年に NASA がチンパンジーのハムを送って、その時は生きて帰ってきたんだよね。
ハム？
Yeah.
Yeah. He was fine for a while. He was chilling at a zoo or something after that.
Okay. Laika, かわいそう。
Yeah, the dogs are not... The dogs go first, so...
Poor thing.
かわいそうね。
なんか無人のやつに乗せてって結構ひどいよね。
Well, they
don't know what's going on, Jang.
It's between Mujin and like the ones that take people. So they're trying to, in the process of developing a spacecraft that can take people, they test it with these animals first. Because if Ham, the monkey, or actually the chimpanzee, can go into space and come back and he's fine, that means a human would be fine too. So when the monkey comes back,or the chimp comes back, they really do a lot of tests and make sure, you know, everything's okay. You know, they do, I don't know, brain scans and all that stuff. Check for frostbite or whatever.
Right. It's, I don't know, it feels like it's really mean.
Do you want to go instead?
No, but I'm sure a lot of people...
You should call the Iranian government and say that you'll go instead of the monkey.
I don't want to go, but I'm sure they're...
That would be so scary. Imagine being sent into space by an Iranian rocket that was originally meant for a monkey.
怖い。絶対嫌だけど。
What a nightmare.
絶対嫌だけど。
Shit's like rattling and like
yeah.
stuff is falling off.
でも,
You're like turning knobs and they just come off in your hand.
like shit.
Wow, I'm really shitting on Iran right now.
でも、例えば私がこれに乗ったとしても、 猿が感じるよりはまだマシなんじゃない? Because at least I know what's going on.
Mm.
You know?
Well, but if there's a problem, monkeys... if, you know, if not NASA, but the Iranian Space Center contacts you and says, hey, there's a problem and we need you to go turn the release valve on, you
yeah,
know,
yeah, yeah.
on... hydrogen or whatever. And the monkey hears this and it's just like has no idea what to do.
Yeah.
The monkey starts jumping up and down and freaking out. Monkeys freak out for no reason. And I'm sure they're losing their shit.
Can they even jump up and down? Aren't they kind of tied so that they won't touch anything important?
Yeah, probably. Now that you mention it. Yeah, they're probably not just... They don't just let the monkey run loose inside the...
でしょ?だからさ、もう拷問じゃない?ちょっと。何が起きてるかもわかんないし、どこに、だって宇宙に行ってるって分かってないで宇宙に行かされてんだよ。 What's that like?
Yeah, they have no idea what's
going
on.
It's like they wake
sure.
up one day, like any other day, and then 勝手に宇宙行ってる。 Like, whoa.
They just look outside.
and yeah, they're seeing and you can Earth. See the Earth like, oh, wow.
yeah.
Oh, God. 怖すぎる.
That's real. Monkeys in space is a real thing. It's pretty weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it is really weird.
Mm. I think the first thing they sent up there was flies.
Oh, okay.
The first thing they tried was flies.
Somehow it seems okay.
Flies?
Yeah. Or
Why?
Cockroaches or anything.
Mm.
え、なんか哺乳類だと急にちょっとえってなるじゃん。
I think I heard somewhere that frogs get carsick.
Oh.
So they took frogs into space to see if they would get motion sickness.
Oh, okay. Hey.
I don't know. That might be total bullshit. I have no idea. But Iran sent a rhesus monkey into space previously.
Right.
I don't know why they... I don't know if they're using the same monkey or a different monkey or a...
しかもペルシャ猫、なんでペルシャ猫なんだろうね。
I don't know. Part of it's probably marketing, too. They wanted a cute cat to send. China. So, China is trading pandas for uranium. Literally. Beijing currently has about 50 pandas loaned out to zoos across the world. And just about all of these panda loans have been to countries that have signed major trade and foreign investment deals with China. According to researchers at Oxford University... Panda loans are associated with nations supplying China with valuable resources and technologies. In 2011, China negotiated a multi-billion-dollar agreement with Scotland for oil drilling technologies. In return, Scotland received pandas. After Canada and France both signed multi-billion-dollar uranium export deals with China, they received pandas. Australia, owner of the world's largest uranium reserves, got pandas. In 2009, after agreeing to supply uranium a few years prior, I think in 2006. Singapore and Thailand have both received pandas after signing free trade agreements with China, and Malaysia just signed a free trade agreement, and they will be receiving their pandas soon. And even if you supply China with uranium and get the panda deal, you sign up for that, you get that panda package as part of that agreement, you're still paying $1 million per year just to rent the pandas. And you don't get to own the pandas. So the United States lost two American-born panda cubs. Wait, is it cub? They're bears, so they're cubs, yeah?
My guess.
The small ones.
I don't know.
Panda cubs after President Obama met with the Dalai Lama against China's wishes. So China didn't want Obama to meet the Dalai Lama. So in response, they immediately recalled their pandas, which were actually born in the United States. So they're like American-born pandas, but all the pandas that are ever born belong to China. It's like a rule. So if you're borrowing the Chinese pandas and they have a kid, that kid belongs to China. Mm. And I think you have to pay to rent that kid too. It's kind of a weird system.
Okay. 中国がパンダで
I said panda a lot.
Yeah. 中国がパンダでウランの支払いをしているというニュースです。中国は50頭のパンダを所有していて世界の動物園に貸しています。で、貸している先は貿易関係にある国がほとんどで、オックスフォード大学によるとそのパンダを貸している先は中国が大切な資源や技術を受けている国ということです。で、2011年にスコットランドからオイルを掘る技術を受け取る代わりにパンダを送って、あとカナダとフランスはウランの輸出と引き換えにパンダを受け取っています。で、あとオーストラリアもね、ウランの輸出でパンダを受け取っている。あとシンガポールとタイが自由貿易にサインすることによってパンダを受け取っていて、マレーシアも最近自由貿易にサインしたので、これからパンダをもらう予定です。で、このウランとかの代わりにパンダをもらった場合でもそのパンダを自分の国に置いとくことによって年間100万ドルを中国に支払わなくちゃいけなくて、そのパンダに赤ちゃんが生まれた場合でもその分も支払わないといけない。だからパンダの所有権はいつまでも中国にあって、ただ借りてるだけっていうことになっています。で、最近あの2匹のアメリカ生まれのパンダがいたんだけど、アメリカにオバマ大統領がダライラマに会ったことにより中国によってパンダは没収されてしまいました。Yeah, there are a lot of pandas.
Yeah. 疲れた。
こんなにパンダっていたことない。
It's weird that an animal like that has become such a commodity.
ね、もうお金みたい、お金の代わりとしてパンダで支払い。
Does that happen with anything else? I mean, is Siberia like, oh, you can't have Siberian tigers?
この物々交換みたいな。物と物を交換する。
Like, to kind of create.
しかも国同士でね。
Like a barter system.
I don't know. 国同士で動物のやり取り。聞いたことない。
They have a monopoly on all the pandas.
だって貸してしかもその子供まで自分の所有権だったらいつまでも自分のものだもんね。
If I borrowed some pandas and I was paying $1 million and they gave birth to a panda.I'd definitely keep that a secret.
Yeah, if right? possible.
Aren't pandas not making more pandas? Isn't that a problem?
I don't know.
It's always like huge news. Like, oh, this panda's pregnant.
Yeah. And, まあ、珍しいから。
And then sometimes they say like, oh, this panda wasn't actually pregnant.
Everyone gets sad. 珍しいからじゃない?飼育が大変だから。Are they going extinct?
I believe they're endangered, yeah.
まあ、だからこんな。でもお金欲しくない? Instead of panda? And you're still gonna lose money because you have to pay for the panda that you got in return of whatever you're giving to China, right?
But they have all the pandas. So if you don't get pandas from China, you don't have pandas in any zoos anywhere in your entire country. So that's like the United States saying like, oh, we don't have any pandas in any of our zoos, and that's like embarrassing.
もう募集されちゃったから。
It's $1 million to rent.
Yeah,
that's pretty expensive.
ぼーっとしてるだけでどんどんお金入ってくるね。
And well, $1 million isn't that much for a country, especially a country like the U.S.
Yeah.
But it's not just that. You have to sign these multi-billion-dollar agreements. To get the pandas.
だから全然ウィンウィンじゃないよね。お互いにとって。
That $1 million is just to make it look like you're paying, but you're not. It's way more expensive. Those pandas cost billions.
ね、そんなすごい価値があったん。I mean, I know they're special. I love looking at pandas, but そんな高いのって思うよね。
Well, what's worth more than a panda?
I don't know.
Squirrel? No. Dog?
White
no.
tiger?
White,
like,
white tiger.
なんか、
mm.
you know.
White tiger is up there.
じゃない?結構珍しそうじゃない?わかんないけど。
I don't know.
でもやだな。動物、Why? だって買ったようなもんじゃん?そのディールで。買った動物が。
Mm-hmm. You, it's...
But it's almost like you're paying, you pay, and then you get the panda.
Just to rent.
But it's not yours.
Yeah, you're just renting.
How
it costs
it
billions of dollars to, you have to pay billions of dollars in order to be able to pay $1 million to rent a panda.
他にそんなビジネスモデル聞いたことある?
I mean, I don't know. Just anything rare, right?
I guess
pandas are more rare than uranium.But yeah, the whole reason why they're doing this is because China is building a ton of nuclear reactors right now, all along the coast, pretty close to Japan, actually.
Thank you,
China. And they have a bunch of them. And they're doing a lot of research on newer types of reactors as well.
Wow.
Like the molten salt things and the LFTR things. And
yeah.
It's interesting that they've decided to go that way. Very opportunistic, very risky too. It's opportunistic because no one... obviously, the nuclear industry right now is suffering as a result of the TEPCO debacle. And so right now, everyone in the nuclear industry needs work. They're willing to work for less. The materials are...not as in high demand as they were before.
Right.
So China, being opportunistic as always, has jumped on that nuclear thing like no one else.
Right.
And they're using their pandas to pull it off.
なんか一見関係なさそうなのにね。
Pandas?
Yeah, pandas and uranium.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never talking about pandas again. That's probably not true. Artist Nikolai, I'm going to go with Nikolai, Lam has attempted to show people what the world looks like through the eyes of a cat. He consulted with various veterinary ophthalmologists to make the images as accurate as possible, and he applied these differences between cat and human vision to a range of photographs that he took. Feline eyes aren't actually that different from human eyes in terms of the shape,But the vision is adapted greatly to suit a completely different purpose. So their eyes are ideal for sensing movement in the dark, fast movement. And in order to achieve this, they had to sacrifice a lot of other factors or a lot of other abilities, like focus and color perception. So cats can see 6 to 8 times better in dim light than humans can due to their high rod count, elliptical pupil,large cornea and their tapetum, which is the white part of their eye. And cats can only see in a few colors, blues and yellows, and have a visual field of 200 degrees compared to our 180 degree view. Additionally, they can't see very far, so objects that we can clearly see at a distance of 30 meters aren't clear to felines until a distance of about 6 meters.So we can see much further than cats can. Also, while cats are very good at recognizing quick movement, they're very poor at seeing slow movement. So human eyes can detect movement at speeds 10 times slower than the speeds at which a cat would be able to detect movement.
猫の目からどういうふうに世界が見えているかっていう話なんですけど、芸術家のニコライ・ラムさんという人が、眼科の人たちの協力を得て猫の目から見た景色を実際に写真で再現しました。形は人間と同じように見えてるんだけど、猫顔っていうのは暗闇での動きが一番よく見えるように目ができているため、その代わりに焦点と色が犠牲になっています。で、暗闇の中では人間よりも6から8倍よく見えていて、っていうのはその瞳孔の開き方だったり角膜とか白目の、作りが人間と全く違うから。で、猫は青系と黄色系の色しか見えないので、赤系の色は見えないということです。で、人間が180度見えるのに対し猫は200度見えていて、ただ、
遠くが苦手なので人間だったら30メートル先ぐらい見えるものが6メートルぐらいにならないとよくわかんない。
It's like they're nearsighted almost.
Yeah. で猫は速い動きを見るのが得意なのに対してゆっくりした動きはすごく苦手なので人間の方が10倍遅く動いているものが見えるらしいです。
Doesn't it seem like rats would evolve to creep around really slowly?
Yeah, 確かに。
Right?
Yeah, とかなんか光るとか I don't know、なんであんな早く動いてんだろうね。
Or maybe cats can just smell them, so it's like, you better just run, fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't know, are rats stinky? I don't know anything about rats.
でもゆっくり動いてるのが苦手だけど全く見えてないわけじゃないからね、猫も。だから猫じゃらしとかさ。
Do you know that scene in Jurassic Park where Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah. メガネの？
Yeah, with the black hair
yeah.
and the nose.
Yeah.
Everybody talks
the
about
the Jurassic Park guy.
The Jurassic Park guy, yeah. He was like, they were standing in front of T-Rex and he says, like, nobody move.
Hi, hi, hi. 動かなきゃ見えない
って。You can't see us if we're not moving. Wait, did he say that?
Yeah, he said that.
Did he? It wasn't,
oh, no, no, no.
It wasn't, was it the white guy with the hat?
The doctor?
The guy with
the owner?
The claw? What's that guy's name?
The doctor.
He, it was probably Mr.
him.
Grant. Dr. Grant.
Oh, yeah. だってあの
Yeah, Dr. Grant is the one that knows shit.
Yeah, Jurassic Park guy 何も知らないからね。なんでいるのみたいな。
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum didn't know anything about dinosaurs. I don't know why I thought it was him.
でも he's the one who has to face the T-Rex with the light to distract him from the kids. Like, hey, hey, みたいな。
Oh, that was such a good movie.But yeah, this some.
ツッコミどころ満載だけどね。
I guess they have like cat eyes, according to a movie that was mostly fiction.
Yeah, でも動かなければ見えないっていうのは嘘でしょ。でも、I think I read somewhere that it's bullshit. It's like そこでフリーズしてたら they'll just eat you.
I don't think we know whether or not it's bullshit. If that phenomenon exists with cats, I mean it could exist with other animals as well.
Well, I mean cats can still see you even if you're not.Moving, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
if you're
yeah,
alive
you're,
and if you're there, they can tell that you're there.
Yeah, I know so, that they know that you're there, but if you were hiding, right, it'd be better not to move, right?
But the point that movie made was like, 超近くにいても
動かなければ That was.
Do you remember that scene where I think the woman and the kids are in the なんか滝みたいな waterfall のところにいて T-Rex would like stick its head in there and then
Breathe
they're just
them?
Like yeah and they're just like not moving so he can't see them. That's like I don't know. Well, I love that movie, but
yeah.
I don't believe that at all.
Yeah, one of our friends is actually going to be in the new one.
New one?
Yeah.
Oh, in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah, one of our friends is going to be in the new one.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wait, do I know him too? Why do I know this?
You know who it is. I don't want to say who it is, just in case, I don't know.
He gets big.
Or it doesn't go through or something weird happens.
そうだ、今撮ってんの?
Wait. The new Jurassic Park movie?
Yeah. これ何個目?
I think so.
ジュラシックパーク 5?4?
わかんない
4かな
4だよね
えなんかゴジラみたいにさなっちゃうの Was it 3? あの街中に来ちゃうやつ They're suddenly like
Yeah I really didn't like it I only liked number 1
Yeah
The sequels were garbage
Yeah 2個目からちょっと恐竜が人間っぽくなっちゃったもんね Like they smile and
I still remember when I first saw that movie. I saw it in a movie theater. And my dad was there. I think most of my family might have been there. Maybe it was just me, my dad, and my brother or something. But I remember it was the scariest movie I had ever seen in my life.
What?
And I remember jumping.
What?
I jumped. Like, I chol jumped.
Nande?
Bikuriste. I jumped in my seat.I was just really young and I was really scared of dinosaurs.
Oh.
For some reason. Yeah.
私、恐竜大好きだったからもう、ヘブンだった。
I had the toys and everything, but I don't know, when I saw that movie, it really scared me for some reason.
あれは本当に楽しかったね。新しいの面白いといいね。
ニュース終わりだね。
そう、以上です。T シャツ、ね、はい、やっとできてくるので、多分来週、再来週で発送の手配ができると思います。イエーイ。
They'll probably start next week, right?
で、一応数はあるので、まだ払ってなかった、忘れてたみたいな人いたら、振り込んでもらえればチェックして送りますので、よろしくお願いします。
Did you see that, もう1位じゃないです。
そう、1位がね、
悲しいね、
チャン・グンソク、チャン・グンソクさんのなんかラジオに、なんか韓国語のラジオ放送みたいなのになってるよね。
ちょっと意外だよね。
なんかね、そう、しかも全部韓国語で書いてあるから最初分かんなくて、え、何これと思って、でレビューもほとんど韓国語だから全然読めなくて、え、これ何と思ったら日本語のレビューでなんかチャン・グンソク最高みたいな書いてあったから、おーって思って、韓流
いいじゃん、
韓流ブームに持っていかれた、
いいじゃん別に
出た、いや残念。
Yeah, sorry that we did this on Friday and not on Thursday.
Yeah,
Thursday wasn't
sorry.
possible. I made an Instagram account.
あ、そう、何もないよね、写真でも。
何も、今は何もないけど、I'll figure something out. It's, someone was asking about Instagram on Twitter, so I was like, oh, I should take it on and make one. So it's just the same as our Twitter name.
Okay.
Bilingual _
News.
News.yeah, there's nothing there, but.
なんか面白い写真。
We'll take a picture today.
Yeah.
We'll put something up.
Yeah.
On a previous episode, I was saying cholera, but the correct pronunciation is cholera.
Cholera.
すいません。間違えた。
あんまり普段言わないからね。
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I read a lot more than I hear.
Yeah.
So when it comes to pronouncing things.Like diseases.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's tricky.
Cholera.
そのぐらいだよね。
そのぐらいです。
Oh, people have asked about donations and stuff, but if people can just be interactive on Twitter and Facebook and stuff, that'd be
yeah, and
much more appreciated.
Yeah. So, 本当にありがとうございます。嬉しいね、みんな優しいからやっぱり、
yeah.
OK、 寒くなってきたのでね、ちょっと風邪とかひかないようにみんな気をつけてください。
今日初めて暖房、
そうだよ、今ねここの部屋暖房ついてるけど、マイケルが冷え性だからね。
I know, I don't know what's wrong with me. I have super 冷え性 lately.
It's funny because you don't look like someone who has 冷え性。
I'm wearing like 4 layers right now.
そうだよ、めっちゃ着てるよマイケル。マミ全然今ミニスカだよ。
Yeah, and I look like an Eskimo. Yeah.
Alright.
I don't know what it is. I'll take a bath or something.
Yeah, お願いします。
はい、以上です。
はい、じゃあね。バイ。
バイ。